You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The question of Islamic doctrine and the role of women in public life have collided once again in the Islamic-controlled Gaza Strip. The United Nations sponsors a marathon in Gaza, but this year it will be canceled. Hamas, the party that controls Gaza, has banned women from participating for religious reasons. The UN called off the race. Journalist Nabila Ramdani was signed up for the Gaza Marathon.
I'm massively disappointed, and I think that, frankly, you know, old-fashioned sexist ideas have prevented a hugely significant race from happening, a race which in the end was aimed to gain maximum positive publicity for a blighted strip of land, and this opportunity has been wasted.
Now, as a French Algerian, you understand the tensions in Islamist-based politics inside a country and how they can tear the country apart. Are there women in Gaza who you know personally who were counting on running on this race and that you were looking forward to running with them?
Well, absolutely. Out of the 385 women enrolled in the race, 266 were actually women from Gaza itself. So there was, they were greatly looking forward to running the race, as they did in the two previous editions of the race. And there has never been any problems about not only local women, of course, but foreign women respecting and indeed accepting local customs of modesty. So I very much see Hamas's position as an excuse, really, to put forward a more conservative agenda.
Do you think Hamas and its policies on women is an attempt to keep Gaza more isolated, not less isolated, that benefits Hamas?
I don't really know what their agenda is, but it has to be said that even in previous years, there has been anger by Hamas about funds raised by the marathon going to UN children summer camps in which boys mix with girls. And sadly, this shows that the coming together of the sexes, which happens in sporting and indeed leisure events, is something which has angered conservative members of Hamas for a number of years. And it looks like they're getting increasingly more conservative, but they're using the conservatism to cynical effects.
And what would you run by if you were allowed to run this route? Because in many ways, the visual message of the marathon tells the story of the conditions in Gaza.
Well, yes, indeed, you're absolutely right. I think running a marathon is difficult at the best of times. But when you have to combine it with a trip from, Western country, flying to a neighboring Egypt, getting a visa to get in, then a seven-hour drive to get to the border, get into one of the most dangerous places in the world, which comes under regular bombardment by its Israeli neighbors, the facilities surrounding the marathon are pretty difficult as well. There is no handling of food, or indeed drinks at any opportunity. There are not many medical facilities available. The roads are not closed, which makes you more vulnerable to traffic as well. And the sight around you is pretty despairing because you see ravaged buildings, potholed streets. So you have to be pretty committed to take part in the marathon. And the reason why people do that, it's primarily a massive symbol of hope to raise awareness about the living conditions of the Gaza population.
Well, you've got the sea, you've got the city, and you've got all the refugee camps in that small sliver of land, which many have described as the most densely populated place on Earth. But there will be no runners this year. Nabila Ramdani, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nabila Ramdani is a French-Algerian journalist who planned to run in the UN Gaza Marathon, now canceled because of a ban on women runners.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
A At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.